It is Mind Food Radio, and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show from the fantastic River Cottage Australia, Paul West. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. This kind of concept to me is almost like the Bear Grylls of the food world. It's like, here we have a small furry creature and we're going to make a casserole. You know, it's kind of like that. Has it been everything you hoped and dreamed? Has it been, or has it exceeded expectation?
I think it's one of those things that exceeds expectations, really. And I think that once you start walking down the path of a life that's more intrinsically connected to food, then it's not something that really has an end, I don't think. And certainly from knowing the older people in my community, it's something that you can continue to do with joy and relish for the rest of your life. It's certainly exceeded expectations, even though I had very high expectations, and I've got no plans on stopping anytime soon.
Fantastic.
Whether or not there's a TV show associated with it or not, that's...
Yeah. Well, Paul West, host of River Cottage Australia, what is your philosophy on food?
I'd say, for me, my understanding of food to begin with is that it is it's a very powerful tool to link us to ourselves and to our community and families, and also to a sense of place and the environment around us. So I guess my philosophy stems from that, and that we should be using food not as like just a kind of base input-output fuel source where we don't really see it in its holistic nature, but we should be using it as the powerful tool that it is, and using food as cause for celebration, and using it as a tool to bring our families together and nourish ourselves, and as well as using small-scale regenerative agriculture as a tool to increase biodiversity and repair the environment.
So on that, if you are having people around, maybe friends, maybe family, and you're in charge of the menu, what's your favourite sort of food to eat when you've got a big group together, Paul?
The favourite thing for me to eat when I've got a big group is something very simple, because in past experience, when you try to do an overly complicated menu when you've got a group of people, you spend all the time in the kitchen while they spend all the time drinking wine and having a good time. So when it comes to catering for a crowd of friends, it's always a big joint of meat from the farm, like a shoulder or a leg or a full loin rack, just nice and slowly cooked, whether it be in kind of the oven or over coals, nice and slowly for the afternoon, and then just a lot of fresh vegetables from the garden, simply prepared. So, yeah, when it comes to feeding the crowd, I mean, I had a fine dining background, but I've certainly come a long way since then, since those days. So for me now, it's about simplicity and actually letting the ingredients kind of do the speaking, and spending more time actually enjoying the company of other people instead of enjoying the company of frying pans, which you tend to do a lot of as a chef.
So if you're going to go to town and you're going to go out to a restaurant, well, A, do you still get a thrill doing that? And B, what would be your choice of restaurant?
Well, see, I get an enormous thrill out of doing that, because as someone who has worked a lot of his adult life as a chef, the notion of being able to go to a restaurant on a Friday or Saturday night and sit down and drink is very novel, and I think will be novel for the rest of my life, because it certainly wasn't a luxury that you had when you actually work as a chef. So I live in a relatively regional area in New South Wales, the far south coast. So our kind of haute cuisine dining options are quite thin on the ground. But if I was to go out for dinner, it would be to our kind of local casual but good restaurant, Il Passaggio, down at the Bermagui Fisherman's Wharf there. They just do lovely, simple simple fare and have a good wine list, and it looks out over the marina. So that's, for me, especially with a young child, if me and my partner can manage to find a babysitter and get away, we love that.
Just normal stuff.
Normal stuff. No kind of like none of that, nouveau cuisine gels and powders, and even, that kind of over the top Nordic stuff that's kind of sweeping the world at the moment. Just nice, accessible, simple, enjoyable food.
Brilliant. Bit of pie and chips. Hey, so finally, Paul West, what would you like to see more people doing from a food perspective? Because obviously you're in a fairly educational position in your role as host of River Cottage. So what would you like to see more of?
Well, it's... I guess I'd like to see more people become engaged with what they eat. And I mean, it's very difficult to not sound preachy when you're kind of in a position like that. And it's something I really strive to avoid doing, because I understand that everyone's circumstances are incredibly different. But that's not to say that the choices they make as food consumers don't have impacts that affect them and the world around them. So if it would be wonderful to see an increase in consciousness about how people consume food and their purchasing and shopping habits, because as a consumer base, I mean, everyone eats, so that's a pretty big market. And if everyone became, you know, started demanding high welfare food and only ate seasonal produce and refused to buy stuff that was imported from overseas, you know, fresh produce that had been imported, then we'd start to see a pretty significant change in our food system and for the better. So that would be what I'd like to see in a perfect world.
Well, look, congratulations on the job you're doing, Paul. It's a fabulous watch every time, and you know, you are making a big difference. And I think that you're to be congratulated for that. So thank you so much for your time today on Mind Food Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.